Right now, let's talk about fear. Fear in the fear of loss, fear in the fear of gain and losing what you've gained, and fear of people, places, and things. I had this sense about 5 minutes ago when washing the dishes, waiting for my hair dye to set in so I could shower, that I was one with everything. And I don't mean I, separate, was one with everything. That everything is me. Everything. Therefore, I'm not against the world, and the world is not against me. And there is no world, actually. But it's all me. And it's all you. So when we tense up, especially in our bodies. I do a lot of body work, yoga, running, and I'm a massage therapist. So I understand the tension people hold because they think, and a lot of this is subconscious, that the world is against them or they're against the world. But there's nothing to be afraid of. There's nothing to fear at all. It's all you. Your thoughts are you, your feelings are you, the objects surrounding you are you, other people are you. Silence is you. Fear is you. Therefore, if there's something that we dread, especially in the future, if it's going to happen, it will happen anyway. If it's not going to happen, there was nothing to fear. It's like that old saying, there's nothing to fear but fear itself. Psychedelics and entheogens are a great way to explore this realm because they cut off the barrier between you and anything else. You merge with everything to the point where you can't say that you're there anymore. You're just experiencing like a child. We spend so much of our days running around trying to get away from this, avoid that, obtain that, and we have an inner longing. That's okay. That's just the play of consciousness and duality. That's Maya, the Leela. But the more mindful we are, the more we rest in presence with our experience, we don't have to freak out about it. Just know that you are exactly where you need to be in terms of your physical location. Your body is acting and reacting the exact way it's supposed to right now. There's nothing wrong. Everything is untimely and ultimately okay. And there's nothing more to do. You can unbecome the doer the more you realize. You can unbecome the doer. Just experiencing. And it's amazingly blissful and unique. And then you can appreciate what is here and what is not here. Om.